going to go to Philippians chapter 4, reading from the 13th verse, and then go into Luke chapter 18, reading to the 27th verse. And by the help of the Holy Ghost, we will see what God will do. Amen. Standing with me, we stand in honor and respect and reverence for the Word of God. And God's law is the highest law. And when you go to a courtroom, the judge walks in, they say, "All rise." Well, Jesus Christ is the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. Amen. The word of the Lord says, "I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me." CEV version says, "Christ gives me the strength to face anything." Luke 18 and 27 says, "And he said, the things which are impossible with men are possible with God." And I want to talk to you this morning on this thought. How do you do it? How do you do it? Any mamas ever asked somebody, "How do you do it? How do you do it? And how do you have five kids and work a job outside the home, raise your husband, and still look as good as you do?" Amen. How do you do it? Somebody saying, "That's my wife. That's my wife." He's talking about you. Amen. How do you do it? How you lose all your hair and still look so good? Amen. How do you do it? How do you do it? Amen. Would you lift your voices to the Lord this morning? Can we pray? Lift your voices. Pray for Pastor. Come on. I pray for you guys all week long. Pray for me right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's it. Pray for Pastor. Pray for Pastor. Oh, God. Thank you for today. Thank you for your goodness and your word, your favor upon us, Lord, your love today. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Somebody say amen. God bless you as you're seated in the presence of the Lord. The Apostle Paul would write to us in the book of Philippians, and he would tell us that he can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth him. While he was imprisoned, he wrote this. And sometimes you can be chained to something, and other times things are chained to you. And Paul didn't let what was chained to him hinder him from writing to the church in Philippi about Christ strengthening him. And when we look and see about all what God is doing, we understand that Paul was called to Philippi by a vision in Acts 16 and 9, 16 and 10, what we understand to be the Macedonian call, where Paul in a vision by night was seen a man that said, "Come over into Macedonia and help us." We've seen that in the scriptures. And then we understand in Acts chapter 16 where the church in Philippi was started in verse 14 and 15, because of a lady by the name of Lydia. She was baptized, her and her household. And we know that the Lord has been good to his people. Amen. Well, I didn't get too many amens right there. The Lord has been good to his people. Amen. And in Psalm 105, it says, "For the Lord is good." How many can testify that the Lord is good this morning? His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. And Jesus is our strength today, and he's been our help since the beginning of time. And the statement of "I can do all things" is not a claim of unlimited power or ability to accomplish anything we can think of, but rather it's a revelation that we can endure and continue in the will of God regardless of the situation, that because of the strength that Christ gives us, that we can do all things. And it was evident in Paul's journey and through his life that he had that revelation, because in Philippians 4 and 4, he says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice." And God is always at work with his people and in his people if we let him work. Amen. Scripture tells us God will work. Who will let him? Amen. But we've got to let him work in our lives. We can't push, as we understand, push against him, but we need him to to push in us and to be vessels of honor that he could use. And God will work in us if we allow him, because one thing about our Lord is he finishes everything he starts. Some people finish stuff or start things and they don't finish it. There's garages filled with stuff that were started, but it's to be determined, right? Folks have start out on a path, and before you know it, they quit or they give up. But the Lord that we serve, the God that we serve, doesn't quit. He doesn't give up. He doesn't get weary. He doesn't get sleepy. He is long suffering toward us. In fact, it's in Philippians 1:6, Paul would tell us, being confident of this thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will, he'll complete it, is what it's saying. Will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Every earthly kingdom has its way of doing things.
Yeah.
It has its own customs and policies. In fact, it's something that I've been trying hard. I must be failing at it. I like all the young people to sit together in the second and third row. And service after service, I feel maybe it's like at home. Nobody listens to me but the dog. And I'm kidding. but people will spend their entire, I'm really kidding. But people will spend their entire life seeking the affirmation of other people when we should be seeking the affirmation of the one with nail-scarred hands. And we understand today that there are limitations in life. There has always been limitations, and there are some things that are limited. There, if you ever read about a sale, they'll say, well, supplies last.
Yeah.
Limited time only. Aren't you glad that the mercies of the Lord,
yes,
brand new every morning? Not leftovers. Not sloppy seconds. I say it and I do it with kindness, but aren't you glad that the Lord still has enough love and power and mercy for the 11 o'clock and then we didn't use it all up at the 9 o'clock, right? That by 12 o'clock today, that there's still enough mercy for those today. There's still enough grace. There's still enough healing. There's still enough forgiveness. Oh, thank the Lord that he didn't use it all up to say, well, 12:01, I've used it all up for somebody over here. They took all I had. No, there's plenty, and then there's more. That the love of God is from everlasting to everlasting.
Amen.
Our monies are limited. Anybody testify about that?
Amen.
Anybody got a money tree we can come and uproot and transplant our backyard? But the economical strength of humanity is limited and regulated by banks, credit scores, and investments, and buying power, and inflation. But the economy of the Lord, it's the economy of the Lord. It's not broke, and his economy's good, and his credit is good.
Amen.
Over and over in the Bible, we read, and we've got precedents of manna falling from heaven, ravens feeding the people, water coming from a rock, the oil never running out, water turned into wine, a boy's sack lunch, a fish and bread feeding multitudes, thousands of people. The God that we serve, Paul would begin to write to us in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Jesus Christ. You know, sometimes the Lord will bail you out of a situation just because his reputation's on the line, right? You ever do something because your kid signed you up for it? And they didn't tell you until the night before? Oh, Mom, you're supposed to bring a... Mom, what? Yeah, I signed up for it. So there you are, you know, Costco, getting stuff. But the amazing thing about our Lord is, Brother Phil, is in Psalm 106:8, says that he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Sometimes God would just do stuff for us because his reputation's on the line. Not because we got it all together, but because he is God. because you've been bragging about the God that you serve to everybody, and things have kind of been going haywire, but God is saying, you know what, they've been talking all good about me. I got to make sure I make them, push them up, prop them up a little bit, because my name is on the line and my reputation is on stake, and I got to make my power, my mighty power, it says, to be known. Saints of God, you sometimes you're wondering how you get through some of the stuff you get through. It's not because of your own ability or your talent, your resources, your education, your good looks. I know there's a lot of good looking people in this congregation, but can I tell you, it's because of his mighty power. It's because of the God that we serve. He saved us and delivered us for his name's sake, that even when we didn't deserve it, the love of God was on the cross, bleeding and dying for our sins, oh, that we could have life and life more abundantly. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Psalmist would tell us in Psalm 27 and 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. It's powerful when he is the strength of your life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Think about this. If you ever had somebody tell you, how'd you do it? How you doing? What you want to tell them is, if you only knew, I'm all glued and duct taped together, you know. But I'm here. Well, how do you do it? How do you do it? I'll tell you how I do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, because can't nobody do me like Jesus. So when you see me going through what I'm going through it because God is giving me the strength to go through what I'm going through. Because if it had it not been for the Lord, I would have choked you out a long time ago. But now I pray for you. My love language is prayer, baby. You know what? That's how I do it. I do it not because it brings accolades to me. I do it because it's his glory. It's his way. It's his name. I'm his child, and I want to please him. Somebody say, you can do it. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God resides in you. Yeah. Evident by the speaking in other tongues and the fruit of the Spirit, which is to follow. Glory. Come on, somebody. Yeah. Be careful of people that speak in tongues, but they're meaner than a junkyard dog. Come on, somebody. Have no self-control. No peace. They have no joy, right? They walk around looking like they're eating pickles all the time. No, be weary of those kind of people. But oh, when I'm weak, then I'm strong. How you doing? I'm blessed and highly favored. I don't got everything I need, but I got Jesus, and I'm gonna be all right. I got infirmity in my body, but I know that he's still a healer. I've got some chaos over here, but I got peace, which surpasses all understanding. How you do it? I do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. One thing I've learned in life, the older you get, the more wisdom you get, even if you don't have any gray hair, you should be getting wisdom, is that the naysayers, there's always going to be naysayers. Always. You know? And sometimes there are people that tell you they want you to do good, but deep down inside, they just don't want you to do too good. They don't want you to do better than them, is what it's come down to. I know there's nobody here like that. I know, promise. But you may know somebody that knows somebody in their family that's that way, but they'll tell you to slow down or chill out, or it's likely not going to happen, or don't get your hopes up. It's all right, because my hope is in Jesus. Amen. Romans 15 and 13 says, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. Now hold that Bible verse there right there for a moment. And when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you can have not just joy, but peace, and you can abound in hope because of the power of God. Somebody's got to get a revelation of this today. It's you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you because of the power of the Holy Ghost, because of the work of the cross, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. That's why you can go and face through some of the things that you're facing and dealing with right now. And everybody said, man, if I was you, girl, I would have quit. Dude, I would have found another job. I would have moved. I would have headbutted somebody by now. But you say, you know what? That all went through my mind. But I'm here today. I'm faithful today. I'm loving today. I'm kind today. I'm worshiping today. I'm praying today. I'm here today, not because I'm good, but because he's good. And I do it because Christ strengthens me. Somebody shout the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Sometimes we become realists. The Bible says we walk by faith,
right,
not by sight.
Amen.
We don't walk by realists.
Right?
We walk by faith, not by sight. Because if you're a realist, you're not going to walk by faith. We got to understand that sometimes we've got to look at the reality of things to understand that in order for this to change, it's got to be a miracle.
Amen.
But in order for there to be a miracle, somebody has to be in a need or a position to receive a miracle. But we've learned to lean on ourselves. We've pulled ourselves up by our own bootstraps. But what happens when you don't have no bootstraps? What happens when the money's all gone? You're in between jobs. What happens when you have no insurance? You know, you have no baby formula. What happens when there's no gas in the car? What happens when everything around you seems to be closing in and you want to quit and everyone is going out to lunch at work and you're there, you're fasting not to be spiritual, but you're fasting because there was no food to bring to work and you're all out of credit and the credit line, there's no more line on the credit. It's due is what it says. Can I tell you, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you, because the God that I serve is able to do exceeding and abundantly above all we can ask, think, or imagine, according to the power that worketh in me. That's why you come in and you lift your voice. That's why you come in and you lift your hands. That's why you pray for your food. That's why you give to the Lord the glory to his name. That's why you help those that are in need, knowing, you know what, I don't got much, but everything I have comes from the Lord, and I seek first the kingdom of God. Why? Because he'll add all these things unto me. How do you do it? It's Christ which strengthens me is how I do it. Because I know him.
Hallelujah.
Some here this morning need to start believing again.
Amen.
You need to start believing again. Mark 9 and 23 says if you can believe, if you could just believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. He's a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Amen.
For he that cometh to God must believe that he is.
Yep.
We've got to believe. We got to believe.
Amen.
Believe that God can heal your body.
Amen.
Start acting like it.
Amen.
Believe that God could save your loved one and start acting like it. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
Believe that God will make a way where there seemeth no way. And start acting like it. Start praising God in advance. Start preparing for what you're praying for. That when the answer comes, you're not like, oh, I believe. No, I knew you were going to do it, Lord. In fact, I'm already right here. Everything's ready for you. Come on, if thou can just believe. How did you get through what you've gone through? I started to believe, and then he gave me the strength, and I still have the strength, not by my works, but because of his works today.
Hallelujah.
Many times we want things done our way. Somebody wrote a song one time about that. Sometimes we want things done in our time or our will. But if it's not God's will,
amen,
then we ought not want anything to do with it.
Right.
If it's not God's will, we ought to drop it and move on. We got to thank the Lord for the answers that he gives us when we pray.
Amen.
Beyond the yeses.
Yeah.
You ever tell somebody, just give me an answer. And they tell you no, and you're like, really? You said to give you an answer. Is no not an answer? Do you like me? Yes or no? No. You said to give you an answer. What you want is the yes. But you know what? Sometimes God gives us a no, and it's an answer.
Amen.
We don't quit. We don't need to give up and say, oh, you know, I'm gonna start going to the 9 o'clock service. You know, there's not so many people there to get prayers answered. You know, I'm gonna be the first one at 11 o'clock. I gotta fight all these people for prayers. No, a no is an answer too. Unbeknownst to us, God is closing a lot of doors and he's opening a lot of doors. He's keeping things held down for a moment. Why? Because he knows it's not his will, and you want something that's not his will. How do you get through some of the things you get through? Because God says no. You've been praying for my will to be done, and my will is no. Because if I say yes, it'll not only drive you crazy, you'll lose your soul. Can I tell you, saints of God, how did it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? How do you get through some of the things you're going to go through? It's through Christ that strengthens you, even when the answer is no.
Amen.
But we still do what Paul says in Philippians 4:6. To be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, you let your requests be known unto God. We still walk in spiritual authority. You know, the amazing thing is when you walk in spiritual authority in the power of the name of Jesus, you can be a witness for him. The amazing thing that's going to happen someday is that the Bible tells us in Philippians 2:10 that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and the things under the heaven or the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You can be assured that everyone that is a who's who and a what's what will bow their knee and confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It's not a recommendation. They're not going to be able to send someone else to do it for them or pay someone to take their place, or they're not going to have a VIP entrance to do it. No, it's going to be the rich and the famous and everyone in between that will do it. I say we do it now and say, you know what, Lord, I'm weak, but you're strong. I can't, but you can. And with you, all things are possible. Would you give me strength to go through what I'm going through, to face what I'm facing, oh God? If you did it for me then, you can do it for me now, and you'll do it for me in the future. How are you going to go through what you're going through, saints of God? Through Christ, which strengthens you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
John 14:12 tells us, he that believeth in me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works than these shall he do. Because I go unto my Father. Notice this. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Notice this. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
Amen.
Think about that. How are we doing with that? Sometimes we'll drop names to get jobs, to get in line, to get merchandise, to get a better position or a cheaper price. But yet we won't drop the name of Jesus to somebody in our office who you know is going through it, but we'll keep it to ourselves.
Yeah.
We won't drop the name of Jesus to a relative who, you know, they're reaching out, but what you really want to tell them is take a nap, get a job, and repent.
Amen.
But you sit there and you listen and say, I'll pray for you. But do we really pray for him? Come on, somebody. Amen. See, it's getting quiet right there because, I'm hitting it. We're so quick to tell somebody about the red taco truck. But what about the blood of Jesus? Amen. Come on, somebody. So quick to tell them about if you go to this town, you got to go over here to get this and go over here to get that. But we don't tell them about what God has done for us in our lives and our conversion and our testimony. We could talk about revival, but we won't be about to harvest. We could talk about somebody being healed, but when it comes to us, we lack unbelief. Can I tell you, how are you going to get through some of the things that you're going through? How does some of these elders get through some of the stuff that they've gone through? It's because it was God. It was Christ which strengthens them. If you're here this morning, you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, can I tell you? You get filled with the Holy Ghost. It's free. If you're here today and your relationship with the Lord is strained, you got a strained relationship with the Lord, hey, get renewed in the Holy Ghost. If you're here today and you say, you know what? I just come to check things out. Can I tell you? Don't need to check things out no more. He's here. He's real. He loves you. He's for you. And he wants to be with you. You are equipped to share the gospel of Jesus Christ. God has given you all your own personal testimony. He's filled you with his spirit. And he has positioned all of us in places all over this region to be disciple makers. The Lord has brought so many of you out of the miry clay, the mud of sin, the chaos and crisis of ungodly lifestyles and the entanglement of poor decisions, but he bailed us out anyways. And the psalmist would go on to say in Psalm 40:2 that he brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock. And it gets better. He didn't just bring me out, but he established my goings. He picked me up and said, you're going this way, forward, march. And he begins to put a new song. He puts a new song in you, in your mouth, and a praise unto our God. Can we do that right now? Can we lift our voice? Hallelujah! People saw you in your miry clay. People saw you in your miry clay. And are they seeing you with a new song in your mouth? Are they seeing you with a praise to your God? Because there's a lot of folks that we've all been on, either have spectated or we've participated in struggles. There's a lot of folks that have seen or heard about your past. And in fact, I would just tell you today that don't be like some people that are still living in the past. Amen. Tell them I got a new address. Amen. I don't live there no more. I'm not that no more. In case you didn't know, that's not me anymore. Some folks have heard about your trials or your trial. The public trial, the personal trial, the trial of amongst your peers because of the beyond a reasonable doubt, or the trial that God says, you know what, I trust them and I'm going to put them through this test because there's something on the other side that I need to give them for my glory. People have heard about your sickness. Maybe they've seen your criminal history, your failed relationships, your struggles with addiction. But now they see and hear about your praise. Now they see and hear about your healing, your transformation, your spiritual strength. How they can see that you're singing a new song. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. They used to see how you were shady, but now you're faithful. How you were so prideful, but they see your humility. How you used to run your mouth, and now you run in the church house, with the aisles for the Lord. They see how you used to be scared, but now you're like what Paul says, God did not give me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. How are you going to get through what you've gone through? How are you going through what you're going through right now? It's through Christ who strengthens you. It's not because of the church. It's not because of pastor. It's because of Christ which strengthens you. It's not because you dress a certain way or you don't say certain things. No, it's because of the Christ that lives in you, that filled you with his spirit, that covered you with his love, that washed away your sins. It's through Christ which strengthens me. I'm here today. I'm not giving up today because it's through Christ which strengthens me. How do I preach the gospel? It's because of Christ which strengthens me. How can I lift my hands? It's because of Christ which strengthens me. How can I be faithful? It's because of Christ which strengthens me. Why do I have hope? It's Christ which strengthens me. I know who I used to be. I know what I ought to be, but it's through Christ I am what I am today. He loves me. He strengthens me. Somebody shout the name of Jesus. It's because of Christ. God help us if we give credit to our education and our good looks and because of you worked hard. No, it's because of Christ who strengthens me. It's Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ. Strengthens me. Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 4 and 7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of the power may be of God. It's got to be of God, not of us, not your talent, not your income, your retirement. No. Listen, it's not because of who you are, but it's because of whose you are. I'm a child of God. I'm his, and he's mine, and I know him, and I want to make him known, and I want to know him more and more every single day. And how do I get to know him? As I bow my head, I bend my knee, and I pray, oh God, create in me a clean heart, to renew a right spirit within me, oh God. Help me to have clean hands. Help me to have a pure heart, oh God. Help me, oh God, to walk in where you would want me to walk today, oh God. Help me to be thankful it's a day that you made for me, oh God, and not try to throw it away, because there's no throwaway days, there's no throwaway people, and if there's breath, there's hope. How are you gonna make it? It's through Christ which strengthens me. Amen. We're troubled on every side, but we're not in distress. Why? It's Christ strengthens me. We're perplexed, but we're not in despair. Why? Because it's Christ which strengthens me. Notice this. We have persecution, but we're not forsaken. We're cast down, but we're not destroyed. Why? Because I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Paul, how do you write these things to a church in 2023 in Santa Maria, California, when you're in prison and you're there and you're writing? Why? Because Paul had a revelation that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me, saints of God. If we could go through some of the things we're going through and have a revelation and a testimony, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. You may be bound by something today, but can I tell you, 2 Timothy 2 and 9 tells us the word of God is not bound. You may have a bad rap and a bad name and a bad reputation. That's probably not okay, but it is what it is. But can I tell you, I know somebody whose name is good.
Amen.
I mean, his name is real good.
Yeah.
In fact,
The Bible tells us there is neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name. Under, wait till they'll put it up on the screen. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. You talk about a good name. Acts 2 and 38 says, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Can I tell you, you can be a disciple and a disciple maker. You can be a soul winner. You can do it. You can live for God regardless of what others are doing or not doing. You can be a friend that encourages and adds value to a friendship because Christ strengthens you. You can have dominion over sin. Because Romans 6 and 14 tells us that sin hath not dominion over you. And the reason you can do that is because Christ strengthens you. 1 John 4 and 4 tells us, you are of God. Tell your neighbor, I am of God. Some of you have been wanting to tell them that for a long time. Tell your other neighbor, just because you can. I am of God. So look at me when I'm telling you that. You better be careful. I am of God. I'll pray for you right now. Tell them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Because there's always going to be people that are still whining.
Yeah.
Right? We ought to give them some cheese. But then they'll whine that somebody moved their cheese. There's always people that are going to complain, right? Making excuses. Getting older. But still acting childish. Folks that still want to blame the devil and everyone else for what they do. They like to live on the way it used to be Boulevard. They bought the whole neighborhood right there. Folks that still trying to live in two worlds. Can't live in two worlds. Can't hold hands with God and the world at the same time. Double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. And how you get through life is you got to have a made up mind. Yeah. That as for me,
yeah,
my house, amen, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. How are you going to get through it? Because everyone that you're associated with, man, they do everything but serve the Lord. Christ will strengthen me.
Amen.
What are you going to do? I don't know. But Christ is going to strengthen me. He's going to give me the strategy. He's going to give me the vision. He's going to open doors that need to be opened. He's going to close doors that's going to need to be closed. But can I tell you, I've got my mind made up. I'm not going to live in that world anymore. I'm not going to do those things. I'm going to serve God. And I'm going to get through life. And I'm going to get to heaven because I'm following after Christ. And I can do all things through him who strengthens me. God's arm's not short. His ear's not deaf.
Amen.
He's not slack concerning his promises.
Amen.
All the promises of God are in him. Yes, and
amen.
Amen. His love is far reaching. So awesome. His power hasn't dried up. His word is still true.
Amen.
How do you do it? Well, you do it, what 1 Peter 5 and 7 tells us. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
If you don't walk around carrying your trouble and their trouble and everyone else's trouble and collect it and walk around carrying it, no. You cast all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you.
Amen.
We all know people that know somebody. That know somebody. Janice, right? We all know somebody, know somebody, know somebody. That they say, call me. I'm there for you. And then you call them. This number has been disconnected and is no longer in service. Oh, my bad. I got a new number. I'll get it to you. And you're waiting for them to give it to you, you know?
Yeah.
God's not that way.
Yeah.
You call on Him anytime.
Amen.
At any place. Talk to Him about anybody.
Yeah.
And even if they're trying to front, you know that He's acquainted with all of our ways, their way and our way. How do you do it? How do you get through it? You know what? I cast all of my care upon Him because He cares for me. The boss may say, hey, if you need something, call me. Your friend may say, hey, I'm there for you. The pastor may say, hey, if you need something, call me. But can I tell you, sometimes the text doesn't get through. Sometimes the phone doesn't ring. Sometimes it's too late. Sometimes they forget, they quit, they get fired. But can I tell you, that's not that way with the Lord. He says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show you some things. I'll do things that you can't even imagine because that's the God that I am. You know what, saints of God, it's time for some of us to start to believe again.
Yeah.